Guys, Fresh Deli, if you haven't had a sandwich here yet, well, you haven't had a sandwich in the Treasure Valley. It's the place to be. We're here live on a Thursday. We'll get you to Cleveland for Golden State and Cavaliers coming up after our program. I'm John Mallory. I got Super Bowl winning head football, or Super Bowl winning assistant football coach.
I wish I was a head coach.
Mike Christensen.
I'd be retired on an island someplace in Tahiti. Are you kidding me?
Or be broadcasting on Monday Night Football.
No. I'd be on an island.
Well, let's head to the Truck and Auto Auction Hotline. We're really happy to bring this cat on. As we said, you know, All-American candidate, Conference Player of the Year candidate, having one of the more spectacular seasons that a Boise State student athlete has had. We can take this beyond basketball. And I love talking to this guy in the presser. I try to rile him up. I try to get him to answer my questions. He usually doesn't give me much, Coach, but I'm going to try here on the show. Derek Marks, I'm not calling you the nickname. I've stopped that. But, hey, man, thanks for coming on our show, man. We really appreciate it. How goes it, dude?
It's been going good. We've just been getting ready for San Diego State.
Well, Derek, hey, man, you know, I just got to commend you on your season so far. I know it's not over, but, you know, Dremick goes out with an injury, and you really stepped up your game. And the success of this team in a large part is due to some of that. But this is a team game for you. Just talk about some of your teammates.
Well, I mean, we just all come ready to get better every day in practice. And then when the game comes, then we just – come and play hard, and we just fall back on our practice habits.
Derek, what have you learned, maybe a couple aspects of your game in the last 4 years that have, you know, helped you to be able to consistently make the correct play, whether that's on offense, whether that's on defense, whether that's passing, whether that's shooting? What's helped?
Well, I mean, I have to go back to my practice habits. I mean, my coaches that tell me to focus on and not being perfect, because nothing's going to be perfect, but just trying to make the right play more and more. And as I got to be older and gain more experience, that's something that's helped me a lot.
Well, Derek, you guys got to be pretty excited. You know, championship seasons are made by sometimes just how the dominoes tip over and fall, right? And last night you had a big win by Fresno State over Wyoming, kind of put you guys alone in second place. And you got a chance now, if you win out, to win the conference. And you know, a big game, you know, Saturday night. Just talk a little bit about, you know, what you see in San Diego State. This will be the second contest, obviously. But what are you guys' mindset going into that game?
Well, I mean, our mindset is to go down there and win, and obviously, but and they're a big, athletic team. They block shots. They're fast. So we just have to go down there and do what we do.
Derek, I'm a shoe geek, and I know you are too, because you rock Jordans like nobody else in the Mountain West. What goes into the decision you make on which Jordans you're going to wear for a particular stretch of the season or a particular game, dude? You got good Jordan taste, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I always had a good Jordan taste. Well, I have to thank my parents for that. But I don't know. I just, I mean, if we're on a winning streak, I'm gonna keep wearing the same shoes. And then after a loss, I'm gonna change into a different.
Change them up.
You heard it here first. If they lose, and let's hope they don't the rest of the year, Derek Marks will change up his shoe game. Derek, you're from Chicago. People from Chicago, they dig basketball. Derek, you grew up in the shadows of the United Center with Michael and Scotty and maybe the best basketball team ever. What is it about Chicago basketball players? Your coach, Leon, compares you to another Chicago dude he had up in Spokane, Jeremy Pargo. What makes a Chicago player a Chicago player?
I mean, we're tough, and we're not the best shooters, but we know how to drive to the basket and create our own shot, and that's something that's hard to come by.
Derek, this is going to be a stupid question, but you guys had a tough start of the season, started 0-3. Sitting at 0-3 and then losing Dremick, did you foresee you get yourself and the team being in this situation at this point and now, you know, during the rest of the year?
Well, we knew that at first losing Jimmy that it was going to be tough to figure out a good lineup. And then and once we got the hang of it, I mean, and we just we took one game at a time, and we just kept on winning. But even when we were 0-3, all of our goals was to be the Mountain West champs.
Trying to be one of the first All-Americans in the history of Boise State basketball. Derek Marks joining us right now on the Truck and Auto Auction Hotline. Derek, you're going to San Diego on Saturday, and Slipgate. You had some fun down there at the arena last year. You made the Sports Center non-top 10. Is it, you knew I was going there, dude. Does it add any extra motivation to go down there this time and, you know what, really stick it to them and get a win? I mean, you were all over the TV set last year on that. Slipgate, man.
Well, yeah, I was, but I mean, I still approach the same game as if we were playing UNLV or San Jose or whoever it was. I just approach every game to win.
Were you wearing Jordans that game?
Yeah, I was, and that was the last time I wore them.
That was the last time you wore that pair?
Yeah.
Hey, Derek, what's your favorite basketball movie? If you can only watch one, what are you throwing in? What are you finding on Netflix or whatever? What's the best basketball movie of all time?
I got to go with Above the Rim.
Dwayne Martin with Pac, Above the Rim, that one?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good choice.
That's a good one.
That's an extra choice.
This has been fun, man.
Derek, I got one more question for you, because one of the things that I, following the team now and watching you guys play this year, one of the things that I think you guys do really well is the way you move the basketball. And against New Mexico the other night, you did a great job when they lined up in that zone, just getting the basketball around the court and finding the open guy. And that really helps you excel in your game and really helps you shoot from the outside, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, it does. I mean, our coaches always harp on if we move the ball, then we'll get any shot we want. So, and then that's just what we do, and it works every time.
Derek, I got to tell you, Johnny just showed me the video here, Slipgate, and I'm saying there was sabotage. Somebody was squirted something on the floor.
Yeah, they did.
Sure.
I know. Yeah, I know. I've seen it.
And they still don't slow him down.
Derek,
man, you've turned a football town basketball crazy, and you and your teammates are a big part of that. And I know everybody's crossing their fingers that you guys get back to the dance for the second time in 3 years. Can't wait to chat further down the road, man.
Absolutely.
Really appreciate you taking about 10 minutes with us after practice, and we'll let you get down, fly healthy down to San Diego, and go down there and bring home a win, man. Thanks, Derek.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Great interview there. Good kid, man, and
the
best, man.
Yeah, you've got to follow him for a long time now. I mean, a couple years at least, right?
Covered him for now 3 years.
3 years, yeah. That's nice. You know, it's kind of like recruiting and coaching guys. It's the same way, in radio when you're covering a guy and you build a relationship with him. It's kind of the same thing, Johnny.
And I love how he can make jokes about the last time he played down in San Diego. So I mean, that was a lot of fun. It was funny, and SportsCenter kind of made a joke at it, put it on the top 10 list. Fortunately enough, I think the butt fumble was still in its reign, so Derek didn't have to worry about winning on the not top 10 list. The butt fumble was going to smash anything, any type of slippage on the floor. But
well, that was pretty crazy. That's pretty crazy. He couldn't get his feet up from under him. So there was something on the floor, or is that legit or no?
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly
what
it was.
There had to be something on the floor.
If you guys know out there, send us a tweet or send us an email or give us a call here.
Hey, listen, we want to let everybody know we're at Fat Guy's Fresh Deli today, and Chef Wally's cooked up a couple of mean soups, and he's got a whole list of great sandwiches. But we're at the cross streets of Eagle and Overland at 1626 South Wells. So get on down here, get yourself a sandwich. Johnny still owes a bunch of people some sandwiches, and he's going to buy, what is it, the next four guys now? Down to four?
Next two that walk through the door and say, Johnny, buy me a sandwich, I'm going to buy you a sandwich.
Okay.
I'm going to do that.
You bought three sandwiches already?
I love Chef Wally, one of my best friends, and I bought a couple so far, Coach.
Everybody you talk to is your best friend.
Colby Boyd.
You have more best friends than anybody I know.
Gosh, man.
He's unbelievable.
Oh, man,
I mean, all your best friends probably look at you and go,
"Yeah, right.
Am I really his best friend? He doesn't mean that."
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. I hear you.
That's a Grudenism right there.
What?
Oh, I love you, man. Love you, man.
Oh,
says
yeah,
that to everybody.
Gruden.
And he doesn't love you.
Hey, Gruden QB camp. Gruden's at the network today. He's making his rounds around Bristol. He was on Mike and Mike on this station.
Yeah, I heard him.
He was on Cowherd on this station.
Yeah,
and
I heard him.
My favorite show ever, Gruden QB camp. It's a common coach. They're starting to tape.
But he wasn't on Van Pelt and Russillo.
He may have been. I didn't catch it, but okay, maybe not. But he was on the other two, and I'll tell you, I love that show. You know me, Gruden QB Camp. I TiVo the whole thing. I watch it over and over again. You won't watch film with me. John Gruden will show me how it is a little bit, even half hour.
Listen, let me just tell you, if you got even within the parking lot of John Gruden's office, he would call security and have you arrested.
I would say I know Mike Christensen.
And he would definitely have you arrested. That's for certain. I guarantee.
Oh, man.
John Gruden.
You said I remind you of Gruden. Like, you said that a lot, and you're serious.
No, I know. I said you say, hey, I got a lot of best friends, kind of like John Gruden says.
No, but you've told me a lot. Like, you actually really remind me of Gruden.
Listeners,
you're not going to admit that on the air.
Boise, that is a lie.
He said that like five times.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Chef Wally, when we come back, we're going to get the real deal on Fat Guys. And, again, they're introducing my sandwich today. And, again, I'm buying the first 10 of them, okay?
I got a great would you rather now. You just helped me out. Appreciate that.
Again, big thanks to Derek Marks for hopping on the Truck and Auto Auction Hotline. We will get that interview on BlueTurfSports.com. Give Engel some time on this. He's producing from the studio, so he can't do it like he normally would, lickety-split time. But it'll be up there within the next 24 hours or so. Coach Mike Christensen, John Mallory, this is ESPN Boise. And we're back live from Fat Guys Deli. Boy Wonder, get us out.